the train car. Well, I know I'm gonna be the man who pops out of the blue. The train passengers will temporarily be deceased. I'm gonna be the man who drains their power too. When I walk out, well, I know I'm gonna see a young teenage panhandler dude. If they catch me, I'll use my ability, create a temporal shield around my body too. But I would jump back in time to that train, and I would jump back 10 months more, just to be the man who jumps back 10 whole months to get inside your car door. I was working as a prof at MIT. I had embarrassed all my colleagues, I admit. My superiors, they wanted to fire me, but I saved them from the trouble and I split. I sent Carol a stack of papers to proofread. Some would say that it was all gobbledygook. Carol gave them to an investigation team. Dr. Bishop read my work all the way through. But I would jump back in time to that train, and I would jump back 10 months more, just to be the man who jumped back 10 whole months to get inside your car door. Working at my lab near MIT when Dr. Bishop walked inside to talk to me. He said, I cannot jump back to the day you died. He thought this would cause permanent casualties. Bishop told me that he stole his altar son, and he needs a sign that God's forgiven him. Then I jumped back, and before they could shoot me, I drew a white tulip and sent it on to him. I drew a white tulip and sent it on to him. But I would jump back in time to that train, and I would jump back 10 months more, just to be the man who jumped back 10 whole months to get inside your car door.
To the doctor, Pat.